This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. Several more small earthquakes rattled an area of north central Arkansas this week. The U.S. Geological Survey says a 2.5 magnitude quake struck yesterday about 4 miles west-southwest of Quitman. Two smaller quakes rattled the same area on Wednesday. No damage reported. Little Rock police are looking for a 20-year-old woman who disappeared after leaving for class at the University of Arkansas at Little Rock. Patricia Guardo was last seen leaving her home Wednesday morning. Her car was found in a UALR student parking area. Dateline Harrison, where police say a man impersonating a police officer has twice tried to stop female drivers. During an incident this week, a 21-year-old driver said she was stopped by a car with flashing blue lights. She said when she got out of her car, the man tried to grab her. She broke free and drove away. Since early this morning, Independence County law enforcement personnel have been conducting a sweep in the Dry Run Circle area for a fugitive. Sheriff Steve Jeffrey said he was a local man who's wanted for second-degree battery and has a string of felony and misdemeanor violations dating back for several years. The sheriff said more information would be provided later. The county SWAT team is being assisted by state police, game and fish, and some county reserve officers. A federal judge has denied bail to one of five law enforcement officers indicted after a four-year investigation into corruption and drug trafficking in eastern Arkansas. Authorities say Robert Bam Bam Rogers thought he was protecting shipments of drugs when he accepted $500 to escort a person that was posing as a drug trafficker through the Mississippi Delta. An FBI special agent testified Friday that witnesses saw Rogers with a known drug dealer who was also indicted in Operation Delta Blues. The agent said under questioning by Rogers' attorney that the informant was paid $25,000 for his cooperation. The other officers indicted in the case are expected to appear in court either later today or early next week. Authorities say 70 people were indicted in the case. 67 have been arrested. Authorities are searching for a Deschutes man who's been charged with three felonies and who ran from police Thursday. Police say 32-year-old Jimmy Wayne Bogard was spotted by Deputy Sean Stevens around 3:30 yesterday afternoon driving a pickup truck. In the process of being arrested, police say Bogard gave them a fictitious name, then ran into the woods in the Miller Creek area and evaded officers. Stevens said an inventory of Bogard's truck turned up three quart-sized Ziploc bags of a green leafy substance thought to be marijuana, four Schrenzes, and a smoking pipe along with a spoon. Police say Bogard is wanted on three counts of second-degree forgery and theft by receiving. Court information says Bogard wrote bank checks on another man's closed bank account, then used them to buy merchandise in the Batesville area. In addition to the forgery felonies, Bogard now faces additional charges of fleeing, criminal impersonation, and two drug-related charges. Bogard's bond on the felony charges have been set at $15,000.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.